Many believe the Bible to be a book that reveals what was, and through prophecy, what will be. Bible, in fact, offers a great view into what currently is, especially when it comes to you. Book of Proverbs should be considered the best collection of wisdom for any business leader, or CEO in particular, to embrace and install into their daily operations. One part of one verse of the Bible can provide immense wisdom for the life of those who walk in God's Word. Take the middle of Luke chapter 12, verse 48, for example, where God declares, "For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required." That puts you on notice that for all what you've received from God, your life, your health, a loving family who raised you, a spouse and children, a career, success with investments, all of it, God doesn't operate a welfare state. He tried that in the garden with Adam and Eve, and that didn't work out too good. Which reminds me, when I get to heaven, I'm seeking out Adam to ask him, "What was it that you were thinking?" Anyway, what we typically call obligations to others are in fact also a show of respect to God. When we're showing love and respect to our parents, we're obeying God's word as told to us in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth." When we care for our children, we're responding to the words of instruction from Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." When we have strong health from healing that lifts us from illness, the words of Jeremiah 17, 14 teaches us, "Heal me, O Lord, that I shall be healed. Save me, that I shall be saved, for you are my praise." When we see that we have so much, that's our cue to give so much of ourselves, which was shown in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 11, "Yes, you will be enriched in every way, so that you can always be generous, and when we take your gifts to those who need them, they will thank God." As should we all.